Hi everyone, I'm Jenna Millie with Screenwriting U, and I'm here today with Michael Bafaro, who wrote and directed Wrecker. My first question is, how did you come across this idea? Was this an assignment? Was this some inspiration? Were you run down by a tractor trailer one time and you just thought, wow, that would make a great story? How did you come across this idea in particular?
What ended up happening was, I'm going to go back to when I was growing up as a child. I grew up in a small town named Revelstoke, British Columbia in Canada. And, you know, every once in a while I'd get in my car and drive away. And, you know, I turned 16, couldn't wait to get my license. So I'm always traveling, doing little road trips here and there. And it's a very remote area. So, you know, right away I was always, you know, in your driving, anything can happen, that kind of thing. And I've always wanted to make a road trip film. And then, you know, I saw Duel in the past when I was a kid. So that, you know, that's definitely going to be on my mind. And other films like that, Joyride, Breakdown, The Vanishing, the movie The Vanishing. So essentially what happened was one time I was working, I was on a scout. I was on my own little sort of thing, and what ended up happening was I was stopped at a gas station and overheard these two girls talking about being lost, or they thought they'd taken the wrong turn or something. And I thought, okay, no. Now while I was driving after I left the gas station, all of a sudden I thought, wow, what if we did, something where two girls go on a road trip, and then, of course, Duel comes into mind, and all these other films. And so, yeah, so it was inspired, but then, you know, I ran this idea past Evan Tyler at IndustryWorks, who, he and I have worked together many times in the past, and I sort of threw the idea, and he's always wanted to do a road trip film. So I said, well, why don't we do a road trip film? He says, yeah, let's do it. So, you know, we talked about what we would want and what we would like to see in the movie, and I went off and wrote the screenplay, and the rest is history. That's Wrecker.
Wow. And what was it like working with another writer that you hadn't worked with before? Do you trade pages back and forth, or can you discuss your process there of, you know, being in a writing team?
Well, we didn't really write the script together. I wrote the screenplay. We discussed the screenplay. We talked about, you know, what was going to happen. I, you know, came up with a rough draft. I wrote the draft, the first draft. Then we started talking again. He's a producer, so he has his ideas of what he'd like to see in the movie. We discussed. We, you know, threw more ideas back and forth, and then came out with Wrecker.
Awesome. Well, I've definitely thought of Duel. That was the first thing I thought of, especially the poster makes you think of that. Can you talk about maybe just how you got inspiration from that film, or how does it layer into what your final product was as far as the writing or story?
There's only so much you can do on a highway. So, you know what I mean by that is, like, I mean, you know, you've got a car and a truck. You have to have the intimidation factor, the comparison's always going to be there, I'm sure. And that was one of the biggest things that I was kind of afraid of, that it would be too similar. And one of the things, you know, again, was having the two women involved and doing, you know, I guess inspired by, you know, with, you know, that kind of movie, but at the same time, doing my own thing with the women, you know, and, you know, trying to bring my own thing to it. You know, it's not an easy kind of movie to make. So many people have tried making, you know, those kinds of movies, road trip films that, you know, and then, you know, but then every once in a while, a gem will come out, like The Hitcher or The Vanishing. To me, that was sort of like the original.
So when you're filming, because you also directed, is this is sort of, you know, considered an indie movie, is it less expensive to film on the highway like this, or, you know, is it considered a one location sort of, or what, how do you, what are the advantages to having it take place on the road?
I'm going to say one thing. It was not an easy show to make, that's for sure. You have to get lots of permission from, like, the highways. Like, in Canada, we have the highway ministry. We have to make sure that we're allowed to shoot on any road, you know, that they allow us to shoot on. So, yes, I guess you could say it's easy in theory because you've got two actors in a car driving, and basically the whole movie takes place inside that car, but what's happening on the outside is just as important. So if your question is, was it an easy movie or is that considered a one location thing, yes and no. because there was a lot of movement, you know, and
so it's,
yeah, there's a lot of, I mean, there was, you know, constant movement, so one location sort of thing, but
like a contained thriller. I bring up this question because we have a lot of listeners who are beginning screenwriters, and they want, you know, some advice to beginning screenwriters: write something that's easy to shoot and something that you can get produced. So, you know, you can get a credit. So you're saying this is probably not your recommendation. It's almost like shooting a movie on water. Don't go there if you're going to want to try to write.
I mean, to be honest, had I not been prepared for this movie prior to making it, it could have been a disaster.
And,
you know, but again, it all depends on the people you're working with. Working with the people at Industry Works, my producer, also that I've worked with for many years, Evan Tyler, Don Canodal was the other guy that, you know, we were like, we had to be very prepared for the movie. So prior to going and shooting, we, you know, because in theory it looks easy, but we had to do a lot of block shooting on this film. Like, when you set up for it, because we only had so much time to make the movie, we would set up and leave it on a setup. We would shoot the whole movie almost like a play, run it right through as far as we could. And then the next day, we would change the camera angles and then run it through another time, same thing, from the beginning, and hoping that the actors can remember the performance, the way they gave the performance and all that. And thank God I had two really, really strong actors that remembered their performances. Anna Hutchison from Cabin in the Woods, if you remember her.
Yeah. Going back to the writing, can you talk a little bit about how you create suspense? Because you have to give a little bit of information to the audience so the story progresses, but you also have to hold back quite a bit. How do you balance that?
I don't know. I mean, it just happens, right? You know, like, for me, it's like, it's like an intuition. You know, you want to give some away, not too much. I don't know. It's just, I don't know how it comes to me. So,
Do you start with an outline or you start with the first draft that you talked about?
I in this movie, actually, I definitely started with an outline. And the way I shot this particular film, I mean, not shot, wrote it, was I wrote it almost like a shot list. So the script is still there, but I had camera angles in there. I had, like, I described roads because I wouldn't normally write the script the way I wrote it, but because I knew I was directing it, I actually gave myself a shot list in that movie within the script.
Wow, that's great. Do you recommend doing that for someone who's a writer-director? Was that helpful?
Not if they're going to be, well, for writer-director, yes. I mean, not always, you know. But in this particular case, I really needed the production team on the same page. Like, my producers needed to see that, oh yeah, we need a hill with the curve to the right. We need a hill with the curve to the left. You know what I mean? Like, so that we could, you know, we could find the right locations and be able to stay there and shoot there. And my producers had to help me a lot. You know, and so I really needed them to see the movie,
yeah, you know, as you saw it.
I saw it.
Right. Well, it's definitely very visual, and you have a lot of experience. How did you break into screenwriting or directing? How did you become a filmmaker?
Well, it goes back again. I went to. I started work as a props guy. I used to work in props when I first started out. I didn't really want to do props. I wanted to tell stories. I broke into the business that way back in 85, 86 type thing, 1985, aging myself. But I always had stories to tell, always wanted to write, you know, write and direct. And I was working as an assistant director, working on set all the time, and just one day, you know, I worked on one film, and I'm thinking, I need to start telling my own stories, you know. And I become friends with a producer that I went up to one day and said, look, if I wrote a screenplay for you, what would you be looking for? And would you read it? And he basically said, yeah, you bring me a Die Hard and I'll be happy to read it.
So wow.
I basically wrote a screenplay that he, you know, he had gone away for a few months and working on another film overseas. And when he got back, I had a screenplay ready for him. He read it, and a few days later, he called me back and said, I asked you to write me a Die Hard, and boy, did you write me a Die Hard. And he said, I tell you what, I want to make this movie. And they went off, and they made it. And
exciting.
It was my I was fortunate, you know. I mean, it doesn't happen a lot like that, but, you know.
Great. Well, I just have one more question for you. I know you have more interviews to do, but would that be your advice to aspiring screenwriters? What would you say to someone out there who wants to do a movie like this or to write and is maybe, you know, working in props? They're not sure what to do.
Just keep working hard and, you know, write stories that. But, you know, you still have to like what you write. As long as you're true to what you're writing and you enjoy, you know, if you have a particular genre that you really enjoy, you know, as far as watching is concerned, then, you know, if you feel that you can contribute, then do it, you know. Don't be afraid of failure, I guess, you know. Write something that you think you would want to see in the movie theaters. Whatever it is that you love, that's what you got to do. So.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Michael. It was so great talking to you.
Because I know how I am. You know, I just love movies and I love writing, so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just getting the first step to try something. Well, thank you so much, and I hope I talk to you again, and congratulations. Great movie. And can't wait to see your next one.
Thank you very much. And thanks for the interview.
Okay.
I appreciate it. It helps as well.
All right. Thanks. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.